Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Yes, my name is John Williamson, and then I see where y'all hitting debited my debit card off of something that then I didn't purchase.
Okay, give me just a brief moment so I can pull up that account, okay?
I don't have an account.
Okay, well, they sent some information. I'm going to try to pull that up, see what I can do with that, okay? And you said your name was, sir?
John Williamson.
Can I get you to verify your address, Mr. Williamson?
It's 6224 South Kings Highway Boulevard, St. Louis, Mo, 63109.
Yes, sir. Is your email address jwilly2920@charter.net?
Yes, it is.
Is your phone number 314-616-8157?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Give me just a brief moment. Let me check this. Okay. All right, sir. At this time, let's see here. There was a smart watch which helps take and monitor your daily activity, your heart rate.
We don't have to just keep back over the a small talk, and I just wanted to know why did y'all debit my, debit card off of something? Is that not in order?
Okay, that's what I'm trying to make sure, sir, because a lot of people goes by the payway and they'll say they didn't order it until they find out exactly what it is. So that's why I go back over it, just to make sure they understand this was a watch that was offered probably in some kind of survey. It could even been offered as a gift. It could have been offered in many different advertisements. But when you pay the shipping and handling of $7.92, it put that watch in a 14-day trial. So I was just trying to make sure you weren't the one who took and placed the order for the $7.92, sir.
Let me tell you something. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I can send the watch back. I didn't even order the watch. Someone is using Amazon is to promote fraud. And so what I'm saying is, and they jumped up on my, a phone about Amazon. I have an account with Amazon. Amazon gave me the information is that I had won a watch. All I had to do was go some stuff and then bust some balloons or something, and out of four trials is that you would find out what you had to want. And I looked into it, and sure enough, and it came up on the second thing was a watch. And they said all I had to do was just pay for the shipping and a dollar and something in the watch, and it was mine. And kind of figured is that there was a little bit something fishy. I said, well, and that's a $5, and a $7, whatever, and I said, it's worse, And so I just went on and I clicked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid for it, and that was it. And apparently BMO Harris or the bank must have picked it up, and I guess something must have came up, and they really flagged it. And so they asked me, are you going to get in our order there? And I said, yes. And then they let it through. And
okay.
So my thing is that, and I turn it in to my bank, and the bank will be cutting out, it's attacking y'all, and plus I'm going to call Amazon.
Okay. sir.
And I'm gonna let Amazon know is that someone out there is using their name and their trademark to be trying to say stuff and illegally billing people, credit cards and debit cards and stuff off of something is that they say is supposed to be, as a free.
Okay, I believe
this order was placed on Mars. They are forced in there. Why would y'all be coming back almost
2 weeks later?
Later, and then y'all gonna be trying to debit my, as a card again.
Because on that term and conditions at the bottom, when you're placing the order for the watch, it lets you know to be able to get that watch. I guess for free, sir, because that's usually what they're offering if you're going to get the watch free.
Okay, so, and if that's the case, then why didn't y'all say that and then have something on the bottom, I said, where that, and I could have printed it off it.
Okay, sir. Truly honest, I do apologize. We're a third-party center for that company. Usually, from what I can see when I go to their order forms, at the bottom, they let customers know they have to call in and cancel it. Sometimes there are highlighted terms and conditions. I just seen that from a lady who was ordered on Facebook. She didn't see it because she had to hit the terms and conditions to read it. I do apologize. We're just a third-party center. We do try to help customers when they're, find out that their product is more than what they're looking for by trying to discount the product and give them money back so that way they can get some money back on it. I do see here that agent before me did offer that to you, but you did inform her that you already disputed the charges with your bank. Once you do that, that kind of puts us out of it because it means that your bank is going to go to the company, not to us. They will call us, though, to see exactly, did you place an order? Did you do a trial? When did you do it? When did you get the product and stuff like that? We will verify that with them, but they still have to go to the company to make sure that there is terms and conditions on there. To be truly honest, 9 times out of 10, it ends up going in favor of that company. So I do
I'm going to see you people are really fast. You know how to talk.
Okay, and, I'm sorry.
And y'all know the clause and the laws and everything, and I know the laws too, see. And if there is any disclosure in any kind of purchase, it's supposed to jump up on the screen first. And then you should be able to, print that off as so that you can read it. Now,
okay.
When that was placed, the only thing that I got was a receipt.
Okay, I do apologize.
And here's what I'm going to do. I done already turned it in to the bank. I'm going to call up, Amazon. And I have an account with Amazon. And I'm going to let Amazon know is that you people are using fraudulent, the tactics is to be trying to get money. And you can actually listen to y'all's, message on the, answering when, service. Amazon, and I'm gonna turn it into the bank, and I'm gonna let the bank handle it. And I'm gonna call Amazon.
Okay.
And I'm gonna let them know it because how the bank has already got it.
Yes, sir. That's why I can't do nothing with it because
no.
Go ahead.
Here's exactly what that, and I'm saying, the bank already have it. Is that on the purchase? Exactly how much it was, $7.
Yes.
Right. The bank already has that. And so the thing is that, and I'm saying is that, how y'all going to come up with, something else and say, the trial. How can it be a trial when I got a message come out and I don't want something free?
Oh, yes, sir. That was a survey, sir. Believe me, I hear
it. It wasn't any survey.
It wasn't an Amazon survey? Yes, sir, but it was.
I got it on the phone. Is that it came through Amazon, and so Amazon And see, that's the reason is that B-Mo Harris play.
Okay, sir, I do understand what you're saying. And believe me.
It started out as I, you know, as an Amazon and wind up as I, you know, the something else.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? And that's the reason he was plagued. And so, you know something, it ain't no use of me even talking anymore, you know. And I'm just going to call up Amazon and I'm going to let them know. And I'm going to let my, you know, ask the bank account.
Okay. I don't see where you paid $7.92 and it said Amazon, sir. I'm looking at the gate payway for it at this time. It doesn't have no Amazon on there. Not one word of Amazon at all.
And I still got it on the phone right now is that it came in through Amazon.
I know, sir. If you let me explain, I do understand that. Believe me, no, I go on my phone.
Hey, listen, hold. You know
yes,
something.
Sir.
It's no use in me even discussing this right here. And it falls off what I'm going to do. And I done already called my bank now, and I'm going to call Amazon.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, thank you for calling.